Imagine a company where employees are encouraged to go surfing during work hours, where profit is not the ultimate goal, and where the highest priority is to cause no unnecessary harm to our planet. This is not a fictional scenario, but a reality lived by Patagonia. In this narrative, you'll find lessons from an unconventional businessman who started by forging climbing tools for his own use, only to create a globally recognized brand. Prepare to challenge traditional business norms and be inspired by this unique philosophy. The Reluctant Businessman. Imagine stepping into the world of business, not because you've dreamed of amassing wealth or building a corporate empire, but out of sheer necessity. You start crafting tools for your outdoor passions, and suddenly you're not just an enthusiast, you're an entrepreneur. You don't plan it, yet it happens. This evolution from enthusiast to entrepreneur isn't a calculated leap, but a slow, reluctant slide. Yet this reluctance can shape you into an unconventional and successful business person. Now, as you navigate your role, remember to keep your passions at the forefront. Your interests drive innovation, authenticity, and a unique value proposition. The business world is full of professionals who started with a love for their product or service, just like you. Don't be afraid to let that enthusiasm shine through. It's this passion, coupled with your initial reluctance, that will set you apart from the rest. It's not about fitting into a mold of what a business person should be. Instead, it's about embracing the unconventional journey that led you here, and using that unique perspective to challenge norms and drive your business forward. Quality above all. You've heard it said that you get what you pay for. Now imagine that adage from the perspective of your business. If you create a product or service of superior quality, customers will understand its worth. They will value it, cherish it, and more importantly, they'll return for more. This isn't just about aesthetics or features. It's about durability, functionality, and a commitment to excellence that's palpable in every aspect of your offering. Incorporate this ethos into your business practices. Make a product or provide a service that's so good it becomes indispensable. When you prioritize quality above all, you're not just selling something, you're building trust and loyalty. Your customers will know that you value their satisfaction over a quick sale. In turn, they will become your greatest advocates, spreading the word about your exceptional offerings. Remember, quality isn't a one-time act, it's a habit, a commitment that influences every decision you make. From sourcing materials to customer service, let quality be your guiding principle. It's not always the easiest path, but it's the path that leads to a strong, reputable, and sustainable business. Cause no unnecessary harm. Think about this. You're on a journey, trekking through pristine wilderness. With every step, you're mindful not to leave any trace of your passage. Now bring that same mindset to your business operations. In all your processes, from sourcing materials to waste management, consider the impact on the environment. Make it your mission to minimize harm wherever possible. But how can you translate this philosophy into action? Start with small, achievable steps. Choose suppliers who prioritize sustainability. Optimize your operations to reduce waste. Encourage employees to recycle and conserve energy. Make each decision with an eye towards environmental responsibility. Over time, these efforts will not only reduce your ecological footprint, but also enhance your brand reputation. Customers increasingly value businesses that share their commitment to the planet. Remember, it's not about perfection, but striving for continuous improvement. As you move forward, you'll find new ways to lessen your impact and contribute to a healthier planet. The power of flexibility. Imagine a work environment where the rhythm of the day isn't dictated by the clock, but by the ebb and flow of creativity and passion. Where the perfect wave or the ideal hiking conditions take precedence over a rigid 9-to-5 schedule. This might seem counterintuitive, but consider the potential benefits. By offering flexibility, you're providing an environment that nurtures happiness, balance, and ultimately, productivity. In practice, this means letting go of strict schedules and control. It means trusting your team to manage their time effectively. Allow them to work when they're most productive and inspired, whether that's at dawn when the sun rises or late at night when the world is quiet. Encourage them to take breaks, to step outside, to engage with their passions. You'll find that when people return to their tasks, they're refreshed, motivated, and ready to give their best. In this way, flexibility isn't a perk. It's a powerful tool that can drive engagement, creativity, and output, It's a testament to the fact that work and life, productivity and passion, can exist harmoniously side by side. Innovation in the face of constraints. Think about a river flowing down a mountain. It doesn't always take the straightest path, but finds its way around rocks and through valleys, creating a beautiful, meandering journey. This is how innovation works in the face of constraints. When there's a rock, a hurdle, a challenge, a limitation, you don't stop. You find a way around it. You create a new path. That's where creativity blossoms. Now, apply this to your business. You might have limitations, budget constraints, resource scarcity, or environmental commitments. But these constraints aren't roadblocks. Instead, they're opportunities for innovation. They force you to think differently, to experiment, to take risks. You might have to develop new materials, rethink your processes, or invent new technologies. It might be challenging, but the outcome can be groundbreaking. You don't just find a way to overcome the constraint, you develop a solution that's better than the original plan. This is the essence of innovation. It's about looking at challenges not as dead ends, but as detours on the path to something truly exceptional. Remember, innovation isn't born from ease and abundance, but from challenge and scarcity. Profit isn't everything in the business world. Success is often equated with profit. But what if you define success differently? What if it wasn't about the bottom line, but about the impact you make on your customers, your employees, your community, and the planet? This doesn't mean ignoring profitability. After all, you need to keep the lights on, but it means broadening your perspective. It's about considering how your business practices affect the world around you. It's about creating a workplace that values employees, not just as cogs in a machine, but as individuals with their own dreams and passions. It's about offering products or services that not only meet a need, but also contribute positively to society. In this scenario, profit becomes a means to an end, not the end itself. It's the fuel that allows you to continue making a difference. This approach may challenge traditional business norms, but it also opens the door to a more fulfilling and impactful form of success. After all, the true measure of a business isn't just its profits, but the value it brings to the world. Activism through business. Consider the power you wield as a business. Beyond just selling products or services, your business can be a platform to express your values, to affect change, to make a statement. This is the essence of activism through business. In practice, this means incorporating your beliefs and values into every aspect of your business, from the products you sell to the causes you support. It might be as straightforward as donating a portion of your profits to a charity you believe in, or it might involve advocating for change in your industry, pioneering sustainable practices, or standing up for social justice. The choices you make can influence others, from your customers to your competitors. When you choose to use organic materials, you're promoting sustainable farming practices. When you pay fair wages, you're fighting income inequality. Every decision you make is a vote for the kind of world you want to live in. But remember, activism is not about grand gestures. It's about the small, consistent actions that align with your values. It's about using your business as a vehicle for change, making the world a better place one decision at a time. Education and responsibility. Imagine a world where everyone understands the impact of their actions, where everyone realizes their choices matter, not just for themselves, but for the world around them. This is what education and responsibility are all about. In the context of your business, this idea takes on two roles. First, it's about educating yourself, staying informed about the world around you. This means understanding the social, environmental, and economic implications of your decisions. It's about being aware of the full life cycle of your products, from sourcing to disposal. Secondly, it's about extending this education to others. Inform your customers about the true cost of what they're buying, not just the price tag, but the environmental footprint, the labor conditions, and the societal implications. Equip your employees with the knowledge to make informed decisions in their roles. Foster an environment of learning and curiosity. And with this education comes responsibility. It's about making decisions that reflect your understanding of their broader implications. It's about taking responsibility for your impact, making choices that align with your values, and holding yourself accountable when you fall short. Remember, knowledge is power, but only when paired with action. A different measure of success. Let's picture a world where the common markers of success, profit, market dominance, and exponential growth are not the be-all and end-all. In this world, success hinges on making a tangible, positive difference, staying true to your core values, and contributing to a sustainable future. This is a novel way to gauge success. This idea, translated into business operations, entails reshaping your corporate goals. Instead of fixating only on economic indicators, you can integrate social and environmental targets into your business plan. This could mean shrinking your carbon emissions, enhancing workplace conditions, or uplifting local societies. Simultaneously, this doesn't implicate jeopardizing your business's stability. It's about striking a balance, understanding that long-term sustainability often goes hand-in-hand with profitability. For instance, curbing waste can minimize expenses, investing in your team can enhance efficiency and foster loyalty. Moreover, this isn't a hollow exercise. You're carving a path, demonstrating that an alternative form of success is achievable. You're validating that businesses can prosper while simultaneously making a positive contribution. So when you're mapping out your future objectives, bear in mind that success extends beyond mere financial gain. Leading by example. Envision this: you're in the driver's seat, navigating through the intricate pathways of your organization. There's a roadmap in your hands, but it isn't rigid. These are guidelines, not rules, that shape your approach to every project. They might seem set in stone, but their applications are far from static. As the conditions around you shift, so do your methods. Yet amidst this flux, your values, culture, and philosophies remain unyielding anchors. In your journey, never forget the power of fun. Embrace a flexible environment where employees are encouraged to live rich and rounded lives. This doesn't mean shirking responsibilities. Quite the contrary. Flexibility is about finding the balance that allows work to be done effectively, without negatively impacting others. It's about creating a space where tasks are accomplished, not because they have to be, but because they are part of a larger, more enjoyable journey. This approach instills a sense of ownership and responsibility in your team, and it's contagious. It spreads, creating an environment where everyone is a leader in their own right, leading by example, sparking change. Conclusion. In the end, it's clear that the journey towards a successful and sustainable business isn't just about profit margins or market shares. It's about a deeper commitment to quality, innovation, and respect for the environment. It's about fostering an atmosphere where work becomes a source of enjoyment, not a grueling obligation. It's about acknowledging the fluidity of business methods while holding fast to unchanging values and philosophies. And above all, it's about leading by example, inspiring change not through mandates, but through actions that reflect a profound respect for people and the planet. It's a vision of business that's not only possible but necessary for our shared future. A vision that challenges us to redefine success, to see it not just in terms of personal gain, but in the lasting positive impact we can make on the world around us.